This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 and a half the hour, it's the D. Hold on.
And the J and the V.
Right?
I got take two on this. Let's hear it. For I've been mowing a lot of hay lately. People say, what, you still hang on the farm? Yes. And the amount of ragweed out in the fields that I go around.
It's been bad on the East Coast.
Unga bunga. So anyway, that's what the... That seems to be almost a permanent condition now. We'll have to see how it shakes out during the cold winter months. Yeah. No.
Frost?
Anything? Ground is a little frost. Things have stopped growing, but it was pretty late. Ground is still pretty soft, although last night it was down to 34. It's going to not be much above 40 here today, but that's pretty seasonal. It's going to be up on Thanksgiving in the mid-50s where I am and probably where you are as well. Where both of you are. Jay Kirshner is in Nashville. Victoria is in New Jersey. I'm on the farm today, but I'll go tomorrow to Los Angeles to meet Jasper and then have Thanksgiving with Megan and Miles. And
Jasper being your brand new grandson.
Jasper is the new grandson.
New.
Yes, right. New. We
got
new names here. Yes, that's who I'm meeting. So anyway, we've been doing, and with the thought of Jasper wanting to put pictures up, I've been frustrated because the iPhone doesn't want to work the way that I think simply it ought to work. So I've been looking around. Every once in a while, you know, we are attracted to things that are in front of us. I think we notice things that are going on. And so I was looking at the particular technology blog. I know you'll be surprised at this, Victoria. Yeah, I watch a couple of different technology blogs. You know, doing this for a living, what has happened to me? And I guess probably we can say this for all of us. I'm a curious sort, and I always have been. It's always been why, where, how, what, when. And in order to do this convincingly, I have to kind of have answers or be at least curious enough to ask those questions of people and things that I come across. And so there's a blog that I watch, and it's very, it's much more technical than I'm able. I don't always read what's presented. But I saw this and intrigued me because this woman telling a story in Jonesboro, Arkansas, about finding an Apple tracking device in its, I won't tell you what her name is. She got into her car and a dialogue box popped up on her iPhone saying, quote, the location of this AirTag can be seen by the owner. Your AirTag has been found moving with you. And she didn't know what that was. So she said, what in the world was that? I mean, I didn't know what it was. I kind of freak out, too. And that's the circumstance. And I guess I would ask...
So who owned the AirTag?
The AirTag, that's not something that is clear to me. Who would own an AirTag, and why would they be tagging this woman or anybody?
Well, maybe the AirTag...
Go ahead, Jen.
I was just going to say maybe to stalk, because that's been a thing that some women, young women who are going to the clubs or whatever, and they get home and they're emptying out their handbag or their purse, and they're finding these tracking devices.
Well,
like somebody slid it in.
Yeah, this is like the size of a quarter, and people use it to track other people.
This is the, you know, in the non-nefarious applications of the AirTag, it's, you put it in your luggage, so you always know where your luggage is at the airport.
Yeah.
You put it on your bicycle, so if your bike gets stolen, you can find it. Your motorcycle, same thing. Some people put them on their car or in their car, so as like your own LoJack kind of a thing. There are many, many, many reasons, and it has nothing to do with stalking and harassing women. But
came out in April. She said, I was on my way to work, and I went to hook my phone up to listen to music and to listen to the radio, and it popped up. It said, quote, I have an AirTag. And I said, no, why would I have an AirTag? And so she went to Apple to figure it out. She said, I was shopping this past weekend. I don't know where it came from. And anyway, so it was right there in front of her. And she went to the police department. And the police officer said that this is something people should watch out for. He said, quote, this can lead to a lot of issues, not something that we think about every day. Typically, just out and getting to our cars and we go about our business. But you could be being followed by somebody. And I suppose because there are a lot of weird people around, right? I mean, the circumstances. She put it in a plastic bag and then she went to the police after she talked to them on the phone. And they examined it. He said to her that whoever put this into your car without your permission committed a criminal offense. People are putting these things when they go shopping. See, this is the takeaway. You go shopping and you go out to your car and you got a lot of things that are in your car and people are watching. So they install this thing in the car somewhere, maybe under the hood. And then
you don't even need to do that. You could toss it in the back seat.
Okay.
You could toss it in the trunk. It's the size of a quarter. It doesn't need to be positioned anywhere.
This woman found it under her license plate.
Yeah. So you see the story. Okay. So in the circumstances, you go from the mall and you carry lots of bags to your car, and the criminal can follow you home, and then who knows what happens, especially if you live alone. And so this is just a great reminder, I think, to stay attentive to your surroundings. It's horrible to live this way. It's kind of like me going through sending this stuff. It's a curse. It's a wonderful curse. It's great to have it. I love being able to post these pictures and share thoughts and ideas with people on social media. That's Jay's stock and trade. Victoria's very good at it as well. I'm not, but I like using the utility to be able to just share things and make my life a little bit better. The things that I put on my Facebook page are all aimed at making people feel good or sharing things that are positive. I never put any political stuff up there. I don't put anything up there that I want to have people draw conclusions. I just want to see it and have a smile on their face or get something out of it, carry something. I might put something spiritual up. I just read something, as a matter of fact, that really blew my mind, actually. It was so wonderful. And you can put those things up, but it's too bad. We've gotten to a point where there's so much fear and we're worried about everything that we do, and it's lousy, frankly. I think it's just lousy. So speaking of worrying, let's keep going on that department for a while. Are you following this? If you follow Elon Musk at all in any social media, you see that he has been interacting on Twitter over Biden's plan to expand the IRS. In case you have been absent for the last couple of months, the president is proposing to hire 87,000 IRS workers over the next few years while he's president. And there's a congresswoman named Lauren Boebert. Don't know much about her, but she's been all over the place criticizing the plan, saying it is supposed to be monitoring billionaires, and so Elon Musk and some other folks who have a lot of dough have been interacting with her on social media. She's from Colorado, by the way, and so they're both on a couple of different social media forums disapproving of the plan. And I wouldn't mind joining in that conversation as well, because I think that it's outrageous that you and I, the taxpayer, are going to hire people to basically spy on us.
It's to get billionaires to pay their fair share.
You need 87,000 people to go after billionaires? Baloney. That's nonsense. What it does is go back to, and this started, I'm trying to remember when this did start. Was it Clinton? If you see somebody say something, you'll report your neighbor if he has a boat and he doesn't seem to have the money to pay for it. Stuff like that. Call the IRS and turn your neighbor in. So we'll become a bunch of snitches. No, Victoria, I'm not buying this at all. Even the liberal websites like Politico have come down hard on this. This is nothing more than an incursion. This is more employees than Tesla has. Tesla's got 70,000 employees. Apple has 154,000. I'm just looking at what the congresswoman posted on her Twitter. Is this a Twitter account? Yeah, this is Twitter. And so the IRS would go to 170,000 employees. Right now, we spend $6.7 billion a year to fund the IRS. So this increases its budget by almost $4 billion. And so you're going to get that much more out of these people? The doubling of staff and you and I paying for it, and what are we going to have to show for it? We all know whether you like, you know, there unfortunately is this thing in our country by most people who don't respect folks who have done something that created wealth. I'm not talking about the people that just inherit money. I'm talking about people who create, like Elon Musk, something out of nothing. I'm not saying they shouldn't pay their fair share. That's not coming out of my mouth at all. They all should pay their fair share. But to continually pound and make it like bad, ooh, this guy's got money, he's going to be a bad guy.
They're evading their taxes. I mean,
I don't know that they are. You know they are?
Yeah,
I don't know
Doug,
that they are.
When you look at the percentage of what billionaires actually pay in taxes, I mean, come on. We even know when we finally got to see what Trump's thing was. He paid $750.
1% of the taxpaying public pays 80% of the tax bill. That's what I do know. And so I'm not sticking up for people who are cheats, but I am also not happy to have us be told time after time, day after day, that people who have created and found ways to give, again, back to Elon Musk. Here's a guy that started with nothing. He created a business, and he has 70,000 employees. Where would those people be working if it weren't for Elon Musk? That's a consideration. I'm not saying he is a cheat. I don't think he's a cheat because he's too visible. I don't think that's, you know, the people who are invisible that have wealth are probably more likely to be the ones that are not paying their fair share. You know, we wouldn't have, I don't think he would risk the exposure. And, you know, there were some people
who
say,
I mean, that's the thing.
Nobody should know. It's none of their business, actually.
Well,
frankly.
No. What I mean is they have all kinds of tax shelters. They have all kinds of loopholes.
Well,
all that
legal
stuff.
But that stuff's legal. You're not going to find people. You're not going to be able to extrapolate. The government will be sued 87 ways from Sunday by these people if they try to do things that are not legal. So, I don't know. It's just food for thought. I thought we ought to have a quick conversation about it. 18 after the hour. This is the DJV Show. Don't miss See Better, Drive Safer Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts, where you'll get great deals on wiper blades, headlight bulbs, cleaning products, and much more. Get up to a $20 gift card on select purchases, and our professional parts people will even install your wiper blade free. Get ready for the weather ahead during See Better, Drive Safer Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by your local store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get their best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 month supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fat product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Past the hour, therefore it is time for us to check in with Jay and find out what's trending. Here has value and is trending in one way or another, but we sometimes get the specifics of some of the people that we all know about, like Kevin Spacey is in the focus, and not for what he was most recently in the focus for. This has to do with House of Cards. So what's the story here?
Yeah, so he cost the creative forces behind House of Cards a lot of money due to his alleged sexual misconduct, and he lost an arbitration case that he's been involved in for the past few years. He originally lost the court date. He went for an appeal, and he lost that one as well, and now he owes the company $31 million. Because he held up production because of all of the issues. He held up production with House of Cards because of the sexual assault claims. He ended up he was supposed to be in it for the next few seasons, and he had to completely be replaced. And so $31 million, most of that money, about $29.5 million, is going for compensation damages, and then the rest is going to cover attorney fees.
So compensation to the people who were on the staff that couldn't work because
he lost wages.
Was out of the picture. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So does he have $30 million? He probably has $30 million bucks. So he just coughs it up and that's it. Here's another question. You know, kind of like the although it's a different circumstance, but one has been asking about Travis Scott, whether he'll work again. One has been asking about Alec Baldwin, whether he'll work again. There are things trailing, Kevin Spacey. Will he ever work again?
Oh, he already is. Yeah, he already is. He already has The Man Who Drew God out this year. Gore is another film it's been completed. There's another one in post-production right now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Peter
really?
5'8". Yeah, dude is working.
Okay,
but
will people go see him or not?
Because Yeah, I think, I mean, haven't people, he apologized for that there was an incident
with
another
actor. The gay guy who said he was,
yeah, when he was 14. And then there was this whole, you know, guy at the bar thing, and then that, that case just crumbled, at, you know. Right. So he was never really found guilty.
He was never really charged with anything, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So did he ever go after the people who charged him with these, with this misconduct?
That I don't know.
To sue them?
He certainly could have sued them for defamation, but I don't know.
Yeah, and that might be yet to be determined.
Well, look at the movie that he was in.
And he lost his whole career because of it.
Yeah, and he was in a movie.
He had to come out. He was very hush hush about his sexual orientation for so long, and this whole situation forced him to come out.
Yeah, I mean, so aren't we more mature than that now? I mean, what? So he's gay. So what? Who cares? Why should it be a big deal? I told you the story, right, of him when he was running old Vic. He's a theater guy at heart, and so for 3 or 4 years he lived in London, and he was managing the old Vic and starring in lots of plays over there. But he was off the movie circuit for 3 or 4 years because he wanted to do this, and he happened to live in a penthouse apartment that belonged to my friend Uri Geller. And so Uri took me, I've told you this story, haven't I? Didn't I tell you this story?
Yeah.
I've never heard this one.
Uri took me up there one week when I was visiting with him. He said, come on, I want to show you this apartment. So we went up, it's in Waterloo. And so we went up to the apartment, fabulous building, great, I mean, it's a huge penthouse. And so looking around, and he said, Kevin Spacey lives here. And I said, isn't he going to mind? Still, we're wandering around his apartment. He said, no, we're friends. So we left the apartment after looking at it. Beautiful views of the city. My God, it was great. And we went to the elevator, and out comes Kevin Spacey with a big bouquet of roses for the guy that he was about to meet.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As many Americans hit the road for the Thanksgiving holiday over the next 24 hours, hooking up with the family this year is going to be more expensive. AAA is reporting a gallon of regular gas is going to be closer to $4 this year than the $2 paid last year. President Obama economic advisor Stephen Ratner on MSNBC says more government spending is not going to help inflation that Americans must now endure.
We are running a higher inflationary economy at the moment, and so to add $150 billion to the deficit in each of the next 5 years is simply adding to the inflationary pressures on our economy.
Kyle Rittenhouse on Fox News responded to candidate Joe Biden falsely calling him a white supremacist.
Mr. President, if I could say one thing to you, I would urge you to go back and watch the trial and understand the facts before you make a statement. It's actual malice defaming my character for him to say something like that.
Feel free to contact us at any time at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As we continue our exclusive coverage of China and the actions in the disputed South China Sea, Paul Boardman, chairman of Decouple China Pact, gives us his report.
This did not stop nations from banding together the summer of 2021 to enforce the UN and Hague ruling. This included military joint exercises by the Quad, U.S., Australia, India, and Japan, traversing the South China Sea freely. The Quad flotilla included HMS carrier Queen Elizabeth. In addition, in August, military vessels from Singapore, Vietnam, Indonesia, and India moved freely through the South China Sea. Both the Trump and Biden administrations have been adamant in enforcing the UN and 2016 Hague ruling. In August 2021, even Germany sent a frigate to sail the South China Sea in a sign of unity. July 2021, the Philippines accused China of dumping human waste in the South China Sea, verified by satellite photos. China is increasing their pressure campaign and making it very uncomfortable abusing their neighbors to gain control over the South China Sea. It is a flashpoint with strategic, military, and economic significance. China is trying to cut off the U.S. from Asia. If China succeeds, one can see China charging vessels to traverse or demanding use of their vessels in the South China Sea. Countries including the Quad and New Zealand have so far bound together in a show of force against China, and they must keep their resolve now and over the long term. A negotiated new code of conduct with China would simply water down the current mechanisms in force.
Thank you, Paul, and thank you for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Bright.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer is off. For is it just today, or she got something else going on?
She's back tomorrow.
A couple of things this week. Okay.
Yeah, she's got a bunch of things
Christmas
going on.
Christmas activities in California. The folks at NASA have announced the name of the first black woman to be in the space station crew. This has been, 20 years in the making? Because the International Space Station has been up there for 20 years. So now Jessica Watkins, who is a NASA astronaut, become the first black woman to join the crew. So,
for a long-term mission, yeah.
Yeah.
So she'll be up there for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of the average, right? 6 months,
yeah.
Usually?
Yeah, it is. And under the circumstances, do we... I long for the day when we don't have to or we don't feel like we need to talk about Jessica as a black woman, but as a woman. And, it's like with a lot of other things that get qualifications because we are so immature, frankly, and how, you know, this woman, should there have been other black women before her? Probably a lot of black sociologists would tell you, yeah, but there's been prejudice there. I don't know that there has been, but I'm guessing that somebody would say that NASA has a, you know, you look at the people that run NASA, are they all mostly white? And most of the astronauts, I think there have been a couple of black men who've been astronauts, but I don't remember who they were, don't remember them particularly.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, yeah, so Guion S. Bluford was the first black American to go to space in 1983. Do you remember that?
No. I don't, honestly.
And then Mae Jemison was actually the first black woman to go to space in 1992. Now, going back to the prejudice part, in 1961, Ed Dwight was an Air Force pilot. He was NASA's first black astronaut trainee.
I remember him.
He was never selected to go to space.
Yeah. Right. Now, did he not get selected because he was black?
Well, that would be more of your time period, so I don't know.
Well, I think that there is a... I don't know,
wouldn't
so
far-fetched.
I would just be speculating. It wouldn't surprise me that
not
that was
in
the case.
1961, no.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me at all. So anyway, so this woman is accomplished, and she's done things that not because she's black and not because she's a woman, but because she's smart, she's accomplished, she's physically able to do it. She has a doctorate from University of California. I mean, the woman's got a brilliant academic career. She's done lots of science, worked on a lot of projects, including the Mars Curiosity rover mission. This is a very accomplished woman. A very accomplished... I wish we didn't even have to talk about it as being a woman. Very
someday.
Accomplished...
Hopefully
yeah,
someday.
That's the, okay, so you get my
there.
Message. Yeah, right, that's the idea. So, you know, and here's... to sort of stay in the same pew for a moment... Senator Ralph Warnock from Georgia is a...
Raphael Warnock.
How would I say?
Ralph.
Oh,
Raphael.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Thank you. That is correct. Ralph is probably easier for me
like,
to say.
Who's Ralph?
Ralph, right. So he won in Georgia. The state has been Republican for a dog's age. But in the last election, because Georgia is changing a lot, people are moving to Georgia from lots of other places, most of the West Coast. Look at the way the movie industry has surged in Georgia. A lot of people moving from Los Angeles because they don't like living in Los Angeles anymore, and they want to go to some place that seems to be freer, more open, less expensive to live, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, I think that's partially why things changed. Mr. Warnock... or I should say Reverend Warnock, is the pastor of the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. That's a very historical. I was in there once. That was the Martin Luther King Church. Remember, ladies?
Right.
Yeah.
I know of it, sure, yeah.
Right. Anyway, so he apparently won the runoff and is going to run against this guy who won last time around. And so, you know, there's the thing... The news media is making a big deal out of it because he's a black man. Because of the
wait, who's
there
running
now.
Against him?
This guy who's the minister is running against him.
So it's Raphael Warnock
versus another minister? No, Warnock is the pastor. He's the black pastor. He won. Didn't
right.
he? Wasn't he the one
yes,
that won?
Yes, he's the senator. Yes. He's Senator
okay.
Warnock. Yeah.
So the Republicans are making a big deal out of the fact that they want to get him out. And mostly the buzz is, you know, about a black person from Georgia. And in Georgia, it's more likely, I would think, that most of the elected officials in Georgia would be black, aren't they? Wouldn't you think that that would be the case?
The correct answer is you would hope that every state's legislature represents the demographics of its
right.
state.
Yeah.
And so that's
right.
something that's happening right now. Almost 50% of the population of New Jersey is Hispanic, and they have very little representation.
What does
on
that
state,
say about what's
on
going
the state
on
level.
In New Jersey? Wow, isn't that interesting, huh? I did not know that.
Well, there's the town that I live in has been known, at least my whole life, as one of the, if not, I think, the most populated area of Hispanics outside of Hispania. I mean, like, it's a, we live in a densely populated Hispanic area. So, and then to not have any representation, you know, that's like the point of having a democracy or a republic, right? It's, that's the point. So to answer your question with Georgia, I don't know what the demographics are, but I would hope that it would be representative, but you never know.
Right. Well, and the reason I brought it up is because of the issue with the lady who's the astronaut. She's black. She's a woman. So we're talking about the issue here is that Warnock is a black man and the guy who's running against him is white. And that becomes the issue, which should not be the issue in a mature, advanced society.
Well, he ran against a white guy before. I don't get why this is even an issue.
But I'm just saying that we make it an issue. And the first thing in the headline is a black minister, you know, that sort of thing. I think I would like to think, I know we aren't, that we could get beyond all that stuff. That's all I'm saying. That's the only reason I brought it up. And now here's Tim Scott, who's the senator from South Carolina. He's a Republican. He's talking about the divide between blacks and whites as far as the wealth is concerned. He thinks that there's a disparity, and he's right, based on color of skin. There's no question, in my mind, that and I only have to go to the farmers that I know who are black and tell you the same story that I've told you probably four or five times. But they can't borrow any money, they can't prove the land is theirs, and it's purely based on the racial divide in the country after the Civil War. So we still are kind of fighting the Civil War. Maybe this is a new Civil War. But why? What is there about, if you're a white person and you don't associate with somebody black, why? What is there?
Well, but separate from that, though, what I do think Tim Scott is saying that I agree with is that he said for millions of Americans, they don't have a bank account. And this is something Mark Cuban has talked about often on Shark Tank. Mm-hmm. He didn't have the $250 you need to open a bank account for a long time. And so all of these people pay all of their bills in cash. Yeah. They don't get any, they have no credit because if
credit
you don't
score,
pay,
right?
If you're paying for, if you're living in a cash world, you are not establishing credit. So what Tim Scott is saying, who is a black man, and he said he lived more than half of his life in this circumstance where everything was a cash transaction. He said that the credit agencies, when you pay your rent, your electric bill, your cell phone bill, your utilities, all of that should be reported to credit agencies to allow these people who are unbanked to build and establish credit. And I agree with that. I'm a renter myself. And I pay a lot of rent, and it's always on time. I'd love to have that help out my credit score. So I think what he's saying is spot on. And he also made the point, he said, this isn't just about giving mortgages to people who can't afford to pay them back. That's not the answer. The answer is getting them into the banking system, and instead of just living in a cash world off the grid, getting in and establishing credit, because everyone knows credit is everything in America.
Yep.
Credit is
sure
everything.
Yep, you can't get anywhere if you don't have good credit.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Bottom line. Do you both know your credit scores? Do you keep up with them?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I
use Credit Karma, so I get scores and reports all the time every month.
It fluctuate each month? How much does it really fluctuate? If you're paying your bills and you have the same... No, it doesn't change much, right?
I mean, I've systematically gone up because I had to work on it, so that's been good. But, yeah, I mean, but Credit Karma is great because it's free. This is not an ad, but it should be. It's free to use, but they also will let you know if there's been a data breach or if you're involved in anything, if anyone has, you know, applied for something in your name. It's really, I highly recommend it, and credit monitoring is very important, especially with all of the, identity theft that's going on and cyber attacks.
And Credit Karma gives you tips to raise your credit, too. It really is
great.
Yeah.
Good.
It's great.
All right, speaking of applying for things, those of you who have been waiting for your passport to come back, I waited almost 2 months for my TSA thing to be, and they kept saying, well, so many people have applied, so put on more staff. You know, do what you're supposed to do, serve the public. Hello. So the current processing time for passports has been 3 months, $110. It used to be 18 weeks. And that's, 3.5 months through the summer. The latest info from the State Department, if you need a passport, you have to pay another $60 for expedited service. You can't even do that with the TSA. You pay the $85 and they get around to it and act like you should be thankful that they're helping you out. You know, this is, again, the service agencies that we're paying for. And what bothers me, what I am bothered by, is that you have to pay a fee for everything. Why shouldn't, if the government has these people that are working, why shouldn't we just be able to apply for a passport? That should be part of the way, part of living in America, is getting a passport. We're paying our taxes, so give me a passport. What? No. $170 if you want it expedited. No.
Well, you have to pay for your driver's license to be renewed.
Yeah, why?
So it's all the same.
Why should you have to pay for your driver's license?
Because you have to have, because that money goes to paying the people who process it for you.
What am I paying taxes for? Fees, more fees, more
your
fees.
Your taxes
more
would
fees,
go
fees,
up
more
if, the, if all those people got fired.
Well, yeah. Why? Because they'd be on welfare.
No. No, that's an insult to people working there. No, I'm saying that if you want to scale back the system, then it's going to be even slower. I'm just saying you complain a lot about a lot of things, but you know,
I think that they deserve to be criticized. They deserve scrutiny. We shouldn't just give in, give over, and give up, which is what happens.
Do you bargain with the DMV when you try to register
no,
your
can't.
Vehicles?
I try to be nice when I go in. I have my best of everything on. My personality is sweet and charming.
Yeah.
And I try to get because I
love to see that in action.
Smile pretty.
Yeah. Sure. Right. My personality is sweet and charming.
It is. Yeah. It's sweet and charming, and they all love me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so as a matter of fact, I just said I bought a trailer for the farm, and the lady who's the company is financing. The lady says, "Well, you'll have to go get the title." And I said, "You know, I'm thinking about not borrowing the money to buy this trailer because I don't want to stand in line at the registry for 2 or 3 hours just to get a title. And it's really that bad." And I think most people feel the same way, that you pay for all these services and then you have to pay again, pay more, more, more. So how do you like it? How do you like it? I don't like it. 47 past the hour.
Shop on eBay this holiday season to get more for your dough on stand mixers or get more for your buck on this season's hottest tech and gaming gear. And on eBay, you can even get more OMG deals to turn this Black Friday into the best Friday ever. Get more because you save more on premium brands with eBay's exclusive Best Friday Ever deals. Get more when you get it on eBay.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during the Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We've entered a time where Sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal. And talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Time for the continuation. Our conversation goes on and on and on and on with Jack Stockwell. Dr. Jack has fabulous knowledge and creates in people the desire to know more about medicine from his point of view. He's one of the participants in our DJV health experiment. I don't think it's experiment anymore. We've been doing this for a long time.
We're so getting on to 2 decades here.
Yes, I know. I guess it's no longer an experiment. So anyway, I had in my mind, I was looking at something this morning. Your clinic is in Salt Lake City. You've lived in Salt Lake, or you lived in that area, Utah, all of your life. And I see that the Great Salt Lake seems to be disappearing. Now, whether this has anything directly or indirectly to do with medicine, I think that it's worth a moment or two of our time because of what's going on there. It's been very dry there this summer, I guess, right?
So yeah, it's been, I think, for about like 5 or 6 straight years now, a downward trend as far as moisture is concerned. Now, we're in a full-blown drought, not just here, but in the West.
Yeah.
But something to remember about the Great Salt Lake is it's the bottom of what's known as the Great Basin. Salt Lake, the Great Salt Lake is the bottom of the bathtub. So if you've been out working in a garden all day long, or out on the tractor, or out some construction project, or in your backyard garden, or whatever, and you finally get to a bathtub that night, and you finally get yourself good and clean, what's the last stuff you see draining down that bathtub? the dirt, the mud, the dust, whatever.
It's on you.
It's on you. That is what the Great Salt Lake is, because everything drains to the Great Salt Lake out here in the West that didn't drain to the Colorado River. And so that's how it got so concentrated in these minerals. It's why, you know, it's like the Dead Sea in Israel. Now, the important thing is you wanted to know if it had anything to do with your health around here. I don't think directly, but indirectly it does, because there's so much more dust in the air out here. And you can see it during the day up in the sky. If there's a high pressure and there's not a lot of winds blowing through, you can see it laying a white cloud all over the valley, almost like smoke.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking, actually, when I saw this focus on the Great Salt Lake's water level and where it's going. Now, I've been to visit you how many times over the years? And
many.
From where you live up in the mountains, you can look down at the Great Salt Lake, which is on the other side of the airport. But it's from where you are, what, 30 miles or so?
Yeah.
I think outside of the city.
At least 20.
But the Salt Lake Tribune has a picture of what they've described as its death spiral. And that's kind of what I was focused on. It's apparently is something that just appeared, or just the article has just surfaced, although certainly people who live in Salt Lake are aware of what's going on. And so how does this change the atmosphere? How does it change where you live? The Great Salt Lake is, in fact, where a lot of salt that's used in our country comes from. The water...
Well, there's a big Morton salt factory out west of the lake. That's true.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, we always talk about how vital water is to life.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it escapes us on a much larger scale how absolutely vital water is to life. Now, if you lived up around the Great Lakes or if you live on the coast, either one, you don't think that much about it. But out here, where it's getting drier and drier and more people are coming here from California. And it's interesting that Victoria, being from Jersey, there's a lot of people coming here from New Jersey.
Yeah.
That just wanted to get out of what's been going on there for the last few years.
Well, we were just talking about that with regard to Georgia, Atlanta. A lot of movies are being made there. A lot of people in Los Angeles moving. Well, the same thing is true. A lot of people are doing movies in Utah, appears to be very open to business. And so that's bringing more people in. You don't get any water. Where does your water? Your water comes out of the mountains, right?
It comes from the sky. It comes from the sky that fills the reservoirs. And it comes from the snow, the heavy, heavy winter snow, if we have a lot of heavy, heavy winter snow. Mm-hmm. If we don't have a lot of winter snow, the trouble factor increases every single year.
Yeah.
And this could be a killer year. This could be a year where people won't be allowed to water their yards anymore as of next summer if we don't get a ton of snow this winter.
You know what I was thinking about, too? Have you ever been in the Great Salt Lake? The reason I ask that is because I've been in the Dead Sea in Israel. And you can't sink. You float because there's so much salt in the water. That was the case, I'm guessing, when there was a lot of water in the Great Salt Lake, too, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a big resort. It was called Salt Air. It's a giant resort in the West for the Great Salt Lake to go out there.
By the way, what about our body? Why don't we sink in salt water? What is there?
It's a buoyancy factor. You know, it depends. It's the relationship of your specific gravity to the specific gravity of the solution you're in.
Ah. Now, there's... you want to straighten that? You want to diagram that sentence, please, for me? And I'll get back. All right, so this.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.